Party Began and Molly on Channel 94.1.
So a new city ordinance in Las Vegas banning people from sleeping on the sidewalks or in residential areas is now in effect, and they are starting making their passes. The ban took effect yesterday, and then starting in February, violators of the rule will be charged with a misdemeanor. So basically, if there are available beds at nearby shelters, you cannot be found sleeping.
The timing is tacky considering Veterans Day, since a lot of the homeless are veterans.
You bet.
Agreed.
Very much so.
But I'm sure it had nothing to do with that.
There's a lot of outrage out there saying, you know, people are saying, hey, you know, poverty shouldn't be against the law to be poor and broke and having nowhere to sleep. But you know what? I've been out there several times. I haven't seen much of it. People sleeping on the streets, but it also probably is late night. And I'm sure there's other areas out there, because Vegas just isn't the strip. It's
nobody can sleep on the streets, whether you're homeless or not. What do you do as a civilized, polite society? I mean, luckily the three of us are not currently homeless, but if I decided to sleep, in front of a business, they're going to call the police.
Oh, you're dang right. But this does say that if there's no available beds, right?
Yes, that's okay. One of the stipulations. But it's still, people are like, you can't criminalize poverty, said, party.
Yeah.
So the jail time, and it could be a $1,000 fine if somebody's found in violation of this.
Society doesn't want to see it.
No.
You can be homeless. They just don't want to see it. It's saying go to the places where... we know this. Every city does it. They kind of sadly sweep people.
Yes, they sweep them out.
To the areas where you don't...
The outskirts or where it's not, public. Vegas is probably a different kind of reality because of the fact that it has such a major outdoor, people walking the strip and getting out and about. I don't know. I mean, I've never been, but it just seems so interesting.
It's bad. It's,
I saw know, it's in Nashville, bad. I was surprised to see. You see different cities, what their homeless problem is. Nashville, there were people sleeping in business, like on the strip, on the main deal.
Yeah.
You saw on Saturday, it was 11 in the morning and people were still asleep in the...
Wherever they can find a place.
On the strip, on the street.
In a little cubby hole, just where the entrance is.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. You don't see that in the old market. I live in, where I live in Omaha, I see people sometimes sleeping in front of areas, but I'm not... It's like it's once you get on the bullseye that they decide to start caring is when they push you.
Yeah.
Today's Veterans Day. So this is the 100th anniversary, actually, of it becoming an official day. National Veterans Day ceremonies, take place all across the country. Wreath laying ceremonies will take place at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and the World War II. And of course, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier will be another big one.
And there's a lot of great things out there for veterans today, whether war or freedom. I mean, recognize free pancakes.
I can't believe it's been 100 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
100 years since the anniversary of the first Veterans Day. So World War I ended in 1918, and it was on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
Oh, wow. That's
nuts. What it is.
Okay.
11, 1918.
11. Wow.
That's a long time ago.
Yes.
And all the wars that got fought in the middle.
Yeah.
But the further we get away from that now, so it's basically 101 years away, that was the war to end all wars. And then World War II was massive. We haven't called any of the wars since then World War III. You know we can't handle another one.
No, there's
on
no
that scale.
Way. God,
right.
No.
And those are massive. I wonder how much they teach that in school. Do they really still pound home World War I and World War II?
Yes.
I would hope so. Oh, they do? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, my little guy's really interested in history. There are these cool graphic novel books called Nathan Hale's Hazardous Adventures, and it's all about American history told... in, graphic
Harry
novel
Potter
form. It's the facts. Like, it was one of those things where he's been reading about, World War II and all of these different, it's interesting, that they still teach it, and it's still interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Today's also Singles Day on the other side of the globe. in Asia, this is like this dwarfs Black Friday as far as like, or Cyber Monday. $30 billion in sales for one single day.
They don't use Amazon, they use Alibaba. Mm-hmm. So ChineseAmazon.com is Alibaba, and the sales are $31 billion and counting.
The singles days, it's such a strange name to call that.
Isn't that the idea? You go online and the single people shop for themselves?
Yes.
Do you buy yourself something?
Ooh.
Yeah. Isn't that?
And you're always going to spend more money when you're buying
yourself
stuff.
When you pamper it for yourself. Yes. But I mean, the numbers are bigger than Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. And it's just like a one day, you know, lots of.
What is it? Just a bunch of Jergens lotion and dildos?
What?
I hope so. I do.
Sounds kind of sad.
So,
but awesome.
I mean, I hope dating site membership goes through the roof on Singles Day, right? I mean, what are they?
Cologne, a bunch of cologne and perfume, dildos. I love that word, by the way. I know that sounds strange. I just love the name, the way it rolls off the tongue.
You said cologne.
No,
that.
I know that. But no. I'm sorry, I meant dildo. I like the word dildo.
Well,
it sounds so weird.
You don't need, cologne and dildo doesn't go well together at all. It's like, wait. Which is it? Cologne and dildo.
Cologne, not so much. Dildo just rolls off the tongue. It just feels good.
Sounds
when
like
you
an
say.
Album.
No,
nope.
It does, doesn't it?
You know, we're on the second leg of the Cologne and Dildos tour. That's a great show.
Zero tickets sold.
All right, 938-9400. Favorite word of the day from me, Big Party. Dildo. All right, we'll be back.
Think you've heard all of the Big Party Show today?
Get what you missed this morning with Big Party, DeGan, and Molly.
With the Big Party Show podcast.
At channel941.com.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on channel 941.
All right. Good morning to you. Hey, we're hooking somebody up next year. All right. For the whole year. Right here with channel 941. We're talking about concerts, all that fun stuff. We'll tell you all about it in about an hour. So make sure you stay here. We'll explain everything in great detail. So you guys don't like the word dildo. I take it Jeff doesn't mind, but Molly has
an
issue.
It's just
right?
A gross word. It's just a blunt, ugly word.
I thought the best thing that we found out this year from, it was either Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, that there's a town called Dildo.
Yes.
That's right, because he wanted to become mayor. Mayor of Dildo. Awesome.
So, people waking up are like, I never thought I'd hear this word this many times.
It's
early.
It's all right.
It's in Canada. It's in Newfoundland. But what was so funny is you either think it's funny or you don't. And all they had to do is just play news clips of them talking about their own town. And you either giggle or you don't. And I couldn't stop giggling because it's just news stories going, you know, the mayor of Dildo today. And you're like,
yeah, ha, ha, you had to say it. You had to say it.
And they clearly are past it because they refer to it all the time. It'd be just like us referring to Omaha.
They would have changed
the
name.
The Omaha Fire Department.
Yeah. Right. They would have changed the name if it was such an issue, but they probably feel the same way as I, where I feel as if that word just rolls off the tongue correctly and it just feels good after you say it. Dildo.
I think it's weird when you say rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. Again, a lot of mouth talk when it comes to
dildo.
Word usage. I wouldn't put that in
I'm trying to think of what other words feel good when I say it. And that one just seems to, I've always done it. I don't know. That word, you know, you don't really talk about in public. You don't really say it because people will be like, why are you even saying that? So I should probably use that that way of thinking on the radio here and not say it as much. But I don't know anyone gets offended by that. I mean, God, like you said, there's a town named
Dildo. The reason this came up is because today is Singles Day in China, which is one of the hugest online shopping days in the world.
Yeah. $30 billion.
31 and counting.
30, they're up, okay.
So they beat last year's record in 16 and a half hours. They beat last year's record. And they're at $31 billion and counting. And so they don't get on Amazon. They get on Alibaba, which is massive. Nice. Maybe someday, who knows, does Alibaba buy Amazon? And everybody says the world is getting divided into China versus the United States, East, West, two internets.
I guess money
Alibaba
talks.
Versus Amazon. And I don't know why all the single people have to have their own holiday. But is it because it's hard to, you know, hook up in China and the old... You know, there were restrictions on how many kids you had.
Yeah, what is the history?
Anything to do with that? I don't know.
I mean,
we don't have to have the answer. I'm just wondering.
But you're right. It is intriguing to have a holiday called, you know, whatever it's called, Singles Day, and you know, and like I said, when I'm buying stuff for myself, I don't go cheap. You know what I mean? Maybe that's kind of the idea. My dildos are gold plated.
Wow. Apparently it started off for young men. You know, because in China, there was always, in China, there was a longstanding rule that you could only have one child. And so a lot of times people would prefer to have a male child because a male child would be seen as taking care of them when they get older. So obviously, a lot of young male Chinese people. So it started off as Bachelor's
Day.
There weren't
women.
And this was a chance for like people to come and meet.
All right. There weren't available ladies for them because it's basically population control.
Yes.
You wonder if some areas of Chinese society is where we're going because they're ahead of us in terms of sometimes like tech and
I agree. I wonder if we're going to become that
Hollywood that aims toward China.
Yeah,
movies. The future is always sort of China.
China. Yeah, I know. Well, happy Singles Day. If you plan on buying stuff through Alibaba, I have no recommendations of
apparently
what single
Estee Lauder
buy.
Is really big.
Is it really?
Yeah, Estee Lauder is really big. Yeah, like the makeup or like the, you know, fragrances, lotions, potions, all that kind of stuff.
We
and
get
then
the lotions.
Obviously, Apple.
A lot of single guys are going to need lotion.
Lots of lotion.
I don't know about the Estee Lauder. Is that to spray it on their love doll so she smells like a woman?
Ooh, like a spray lotion.
What's the Estee Lauder? Why is it popular?
Estee Lauder, it's a makeup brand.
I know, I'm saying, why is it so popular on Singles Day that's all about dudes?
Now it's become everybody. It's not just dudes anymore.
They probably buy it for their lady friends. Or maybe their lady boys. I mean, it's such a weird thing.
Is he going to come over to the West? Is there an American Singles Day?
They say outside China, Singles Day started getting popular a little bit like in other Asian countries. The UK, Singles Day is also National Singles Day, but it's celebrated in March.
Okay.
So there are other places, but it's not quite like the same as
I mean, billions of dollars.
Asia.
It's amazing in one day.
What is our Singles Day? Would it be Valentine's Day?
I mean, anymore, probably a big part of it.
What holidays do singles people run out and try and hook up?
I thought it was Galentine's Day. Remember, it was the day before. They're trying to make the day before Valentine's Day a thing, the 13th.
No. It's Valentine's Day.
Because
couples stay home.
Yeah, well, you don't do anything anymore, unless in the beginning. So, yeah, Valentine's Day seems like it's a more date central, like just met. And, yeah, I don't know. Heck.
The Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
Miley Cyrus has been muted. She underwent vocal cord surgery, and as part of the recovery, she's not going to be able to speak for weeks.
She's got such beautiful cords. I hope she doesn't. You know, she's got that raspy voice. I mean, that seems to me like a sophisticated instrument. Raspy to start with, beautiful voice. It's like I wouldn't screw around.
All right, so she went from tonsillitis to this, huh? Wow.
Yeah, must have done a pretty bad number.
What does she have,
her?
Like a node? You know, sometimes people get a node on their vocal cords.
Yeah. Yes. It's a separate issue from the tonsillitis, but like while the doctors were, you know, obviously treating her for that, they're like, hey, we found something else, and it was going to require surgery before the end of the year, so maybe she's just like, let's just do it. So now she's on vocal rest.
All right.
Quiet. I mean, now's the time to tell her stuff if you don't want her to talk back.
How spooked is she? I had to have that surgery where they went, I had spinal surgery where they cut through my throat and had to pull my vocal cords to the side.
Yeah, I know.
They went in through the front to get to my spinal cord at my neck.
Isn't that amazing? That is
crazy stuff.
I didn't know that until you got back and you told me that. I was like, huh?
But I remember our old boss, Mark Todd, visited me in the hospital. It was awesome that he showed. He was the first guy when I came out of surgery. Mark Todd was there.
Oh, he was?
And he made a joke. He said, how you doing? And I could talk. I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
But I could talk.
He's like,
and he goes, you'll be okay. I mean, we hadn't really talked a lot about it, but I mean, I had surgery. We found out the day before.
Yeah.
At like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, I'm having emergency surgery tomorrow.
I was like, what?
And I didn't have time to think about it. But that's the kind of high-end surgery that Miley had.
Yeah.
That you get the best doctors in the world.
Oh, you damn right.
Since mine was spinal surgery, it was basically a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Going
gosh.
In. Oh,
but
man.
They had to push all those cords and all that to the left.
This is fascinating to me that, because when you told me that and you came in, I saw the scar in the front. I remember this. And I know you got your back.
I got a Colombian necktie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was like, why would they go through the front? But then I guess that makes sense. That's how you get into the, yeah.
No, I would go to it from the back.
Well, I know. I guess it depends on what part of the spine they needed to get to. Yeah, if they needed to get to the, you know, the underside.
I don't know how doctors do all that stuff. I'd be grossed out.
Yeah.
I could never be a I would be grossed out in the middle of surgery. I'd be constantly going,
how is this guy a surgeon? I don't know. And he keeps getting booked.
That's what's always fascinated me about doctors is when do they find out whether or not they're grossed out by stuff?
That's a good question.
You know, early on.
Well, I don't know.
But I don't know. Like, and when do you find out whether you got good hands?
Yeah,
good hands is a different thing. Like, but I mean, as far as like SIVOs.
Day one should be sewing. And then watching blood and guts videos.
Oh, yeah. And feeling, at the same time, feeling it, like kelp guts.
Yeah.
Oh, warm.
Like there's an alarm clock in the middle of this pile of guts.
Find it. And you got to turn, and you have to turn it off with your teeth. All right, what's going on with Drake? What's his deal?
He got booed off stage. I mean, how that has got to be a first for him. He was playing, he took the stage at Tyler, the Creator's Camp Flog Nah Festival.
All right.
And apparently everybody was upset because they thought that Frank Ocean was going to be hitting the stage.
So, festival show. Oh my God, Frank Ocean's next. It's not like nobody came out there. Drake comes out. The people are mad.
You know, I'm going to tell you, like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up? If you want to keep going,
really, no.
I will keep going tonight. No! But look, it's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
So he cut his set short.
Oh, wow.
Of course, that doesn't mean everybody wanted him to go. It's just the loudest
idiots. Yeah, the loudest voice gets out there. Yeah, you bet. But then he walked out. He didn't continue to go. He was like, all right, I'm out of here, fool.
Somebody tweeted this out, said this was 15 minutes after Drake walked off, and everybody realized Frank Ocean wasn't coming. Listen to this man scream.
Go, bro.
No! No!
He claims that's a man.
I imagine a man could make that.
This is the sound of Frank Ocean's not coming.
Go, bro.
No!
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.